Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning.
We've been here before waiting for implementation of a law that was passed a few years back.
Yes, we have. And for a lot of people who are considering where they're going to be placing loved ones who need to be in a care home, not knowing how those care homes are rated, how they've come out in inspection, has become a really difficult bone of contention. And we're going to talk about that this morning. Now, you would think that posting care home inspections online would have been easy. When the 2013 law passed, the Department of Health had an 18-month runway and funding for two positions to comply. But the DOH missed the deadline, and despite Governor Ige's strong support for the law, it has only intermittently posted the inspection reports, often heavily redacted. Yesterday, the Kokua Council took the matter to court. Board member and former president Larry Geller is in our studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Now, you know, for a lot of people, this is really a place where they could have gone to be able to find out whether or not a home that they were considering would be a place where they would feel confident in having their loved ones and knowing how that care home had been had come out during one of the recent inspections. And that was the whole point behind it. Now, you for a long time have been trying to get the state to comply. And this last, line that you had with a lawsuit wasn't something that you took lightly.
No, it was very much a last resort. We did this very reluctantly. We've tried everything. In October, we filed an information request to get reports and an inventory of homes. Didn't get it. The Kapuna Caucus also in October. That's a legislative group of legislators, seniors, and advocates. They wrote to the governor to get these reports posted. Didn't happen. Governor had told Civil Beat it would be resolved soon. Didn't happen. So finally, in December, we engaged an attorney to write a really good letter. And Lance Collins did write a letter asking for the reports. He pointed out at that time, let me give you an idea. The reports are supposed to be posted starting January 1, 2015. And there are, of one category, the most critical one, the adult residential care homes, there are almost 500 of those. And only three reports had been posted for the entire year. So to be honest, we're wondering, were the inspections ever conducted? The only way to tell is to see the reports. And believe me, if you have to decide where to place a parent, a spouse, a grandparent, where they're going to effectively live possibly for many years, you want to know if that's an acceptable place or if they've had any violations.
Well, that was the whole point behind the law, because we are dealing with an aging population. A lot of families are being faced with this and simply cannot care for someone at home. Or there could even be someone who isn't even an elder, but someone who has been in an accident and needs to be in a care home. I mean, there could be many reasons for having to look for a place for someone. But when you were able to get some of the reports, they were heavily redacted. And redacted in the places that someone would just want to know, the findings.
Yeah. I wish I could hold these things up to the microphone so everybody could see. But
big black boxes, yeah.
Big black boxes. So you want to know if there's anything, any problem in the home. You get a report where it says findings. It's a black box. I feel for these families because if they've gone through the process of requesting these in writing, they've waited weeks for the report and they probably paid for them. And then they get something which has a black box.
Should they have paid for these reports, though?
No, at this point, not, we believe, because the law requires that they be provided for free on the web. Then the Department of Health should not be charging for them because the law says they're available for free.
Well, let's talk about the Department of Health. I mean, they've said, look, we don't have the resources to be able to do this, even though they were funded with two positions at the very start of it. And that resources, again, seems to be the reasons why at times these things could be done. Maybe they had a temporary person or they were able to fund it in part, but it's never been consistent. And that's been your problem with it.
Well, it's been less than consistent. There are a total of 1,702 facilities. So you expect that number of reports at minimum each year. And this year they've stopped entirely. They're not posting at all. The report is clear. You can't say, well, I don't have the resources. I'm not going to follow the law. It doesn't work for me as an individual. Why should it work for the Department of Health? People are counting on these reports. And what's even worse is they may be holding back the decision, waiting to get a report the hard way, the old way, where you had a request in writing. And to me, it's like you order a cheeseburger in a restaurant, you get the package, sit down, open it up, and find out that the meat has been redacted out of the cheeseburger. Is that still a cheeseburger? So are they providing reports at all if they're providing only a small fraction and those are redacted?
At one point, the Department of Health said that this was a matter of really understanding what the law meant by a completed report. What do you take that to mean?
I take it to mean they're trying to get out of the responsibility.
So it's obfuscating the issue.
Clearly. If someone who works for the Department of Health were in this situation, what kind of a report would they want? Would they want to argue? No, they want the report that was filed by the inspector or whoever did the report. And for nursing homes, this has been required by the federal government, and the Department of Health has been complying. The reports are clear. They're available to anybody freely online.
Has there been any more discussion with the governor? He seemed in such strong support of this as candidate Ige, and especially when he became Governor Ige.
Along the way, there have been several requests to the governor. He said he would have it resolved. All we can say at this point, this is our reluctance. The governor can resolve this. The head of the Department of Health can resolve this, but it's not resolved. So let's see what happens now.
Meanwhile, what are you telling families who may be calling the council saying, we don't know what to do?
Well, if people ask us, we tell them what we're doing, which right now is we just filed a lawsuit. We're going to do the best to get these reports. Not just, as you said, not just for older people. Anyone could be involved in a traffic accident and need to be in a home temporarily to recover. And you want to know if there are any violations against that home because it's been in the news. People have died as a result of negligence in the homes. It's not very common. I'm not saying it is. But you don't want to wait till things progress to that point.
And the point seems to be that if homes are functioning well, that they would have nothing to hide. In fact, they'd like to promulgate the fact that they are a great place to have an elder or anyone who might need to be in a care home situation. But yet mm-hmm. the care home industry has been strongly in opposition to this law.
Yes, they have. But you're absolutely right. A care home that passes all the inspections with gold stars ought to become a desirable location. It should be good for them and clearly good for the people looking for a placement.
Well, at this point, we're going to wait and see what happens next. Do you have any idea when this might come up in the docket?
No, not yet. I don't think it's been scheduled. We're looking also at the other aspects of protection for seniors.
Does this mean that this might not be the end of it for you, that you might have to take further action?
No. The Department of Health, we would like the Department of Health to do unannounced inspections. It's at their discretion to do so. They have declined. The Long-Term Care Ombudsman Office has been gutted. And actually, the staff should be increased. So basically, particularly for seniors, but as we said, not just for seniors, the protections have been removed by the Department of Health that we expect our government to provide.
So I'm sure we'll be hearing more from the Kukua Council. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Larry Geller is a board member of the Kukua Council, which yesterday announced its lawsuit with the Department of Health. He's also the editor of the online blog Disappeared News. Thank you.